This is Reggie Kelly, former Cincinnati Bengals and Atlanta Falcons tight end, and you're listening to TNT, Thursday Night Tailgate. Brace yourself for the explosion.
And now back with us to lead us through our Super Bowl picks is former Patriots Pro Bowl running back Tony Collins. Hey, Tony, how are you, my friend?
Hi, Tony.
Doing fantastic. How you doing, Chris and Bob?
We're really good. Thank you, Tony. So, Tony, before we get into the football stuff, you ready for your big golf match with Ange tomorrow? I think he's a little nervous.
I can't wait, man. I tell you. Hey, as soon as I get done playing, I'm going to call you, tell you what the outcome was.
I look forward to that phone call. Because
I'd be on paper,
and you know. Yeah, no kidding. If it was closed circuit TV or something, I'd tune into that all day tomorrow. I promise you.
It's gonna be fun. It's gonna be a lot of fun.
So Tony, are you a left to right player, right to left player? What's your golf game like?
You know what? My long game is good, man. My short game is where I run into problems, man. I just gotta get my short game down, man. I'm shooting consistently 85, 86. Can't break 80 to save my life, man. I shot an 80
with you
a few times this year. I have not shot a 79 yet my whole life. So I'm working on that.
I'm right there with you. I'm sort of in that same range now. You know, it's your short game, so you and Ange, you know, can go back and forth. Cause that, I tell you, here's your thing, Tony. Ange is a chili dipper, right? He always wants to pull out that sand wedge on the little chip shots, and then the next thing you know, he's flubbing a couple. And after he flubs a couple, then the driver starts to slice to the right, and then the putts start to come up short. So the game will go south. Once you see the third chili dip, the game's going to go south. So you should be good, whatever point that happens. So,
gotcha.
And Ange, you know, he's a crazy golfer because he'll shoot anywhere from 78 to 98. He never knows when he gets to the golf course what game he's going to have. So.
That's crazy.
There you go. Keep that in the back of your mind. Hi, Tony. Let's talk about the game that's coming up. So want to get your thoughts on a couple of things. Before we get to the actual score and who we think is going to win and that sort of thing, you know, there's all kinds of prop bets, right, that you can have. You can lay money on hundreds of different things. I want to get your thoughts on a couple of silly things and then we'll talk about more of the actual statistics in the game. So, national anthem. The over under on the national anthem is 2 minutes and 4 seconds. Where are you putting your money? Going to take a long time, going to take a little short.
Who's singing?
Demi Lovato is singing it.
Debbie Lovato. I don't know who Debbie Lovato is, but I'm going to say because it's a female, we're going to go over.
We won't talk about the logic there. We're going to let that go. But you're going over the 204. All right. Bob, you going over under 204?
I'm going to go over. I'm with Tony, too. You know, the more and more people now, they perform it and they don't sing it. So, yeah, Tony, I think we're closer to 215.
Right. Oh, okay. Just to be contrary, I'm going to take the under. I think she speeds through it a little bit. I'm going to go under. Coin toss, Tone. Heads or tails?
Heads.
Who wins it?
Always pick heads. Heads.
So you're taking heads, and you're going to take that one. Bob, you going heads or tails?
Heads, Kansas City.
Heads, Kansas City. Wow, you got both got heads in Kansas City. All right, I'm going to take the tails. Because tails never fail. All right. Combined sacks. Four and a half is the over-under on sacks for both teams. What are you taking, Tone? Over-under on 4.5 sacks. Combined.
Combined? I'm going to go over. I think I'm going to go over on that. There's some good defensive rush people for KC. San Fran's got a great pass rush. So I'm going to go over on that.
Okay. Bob, over under 4.5 sacks.
I think he might go over too. I agree with Tony. I could see 5 sacks in this game. That 4.5 doesn't seem that much. Maybe 2 by one team, 3 by the other. So I'll stay over with that.
Yeah, and I'm with you guys. I think we're going to go over to 4.5. Tony, Jimmy Garoppolo pass attempts. The over-under is at 29. What do you like?
Under.
You like under?
Under.
All right. Bob? What do you think, Bob? Over-under 29.
Yeah, I think that's going to be really close. But I could see him having a game like, you know, 18 for 26 to something. So, yeah, I'm going to say just under 29.
Yeah, and I'm with you guys there as well. I mean, we saw him. What? How many attempts did he have in the NFC Championship game? 11. I mean,
11.
Yeah, I think they go on. Yeah, I think you go way under. Passing yards for Jimmy G. Tone, 237.5 is the over under. Over under 237.5 for passing yards. You go under as well.
Under, yeah, under.
All right, Bob. What do you think?
I'd say under two. I have him in the 220s. Again, a decent day, not spectacular, but under 237.5.
Yeah, and I agree. I think it's going to be way under. I would say I wouldn't be surprised if he didn't break 200. Pat Mahomes pass attempts, Tone, over under 36.
Over.
Bob,
over,
what do you think?
Over.
Yeah, I'm leaning toward that too. I could see a 30 for 40 day from him. So yeah, over 36 attempts wise.
Yeah, yeah. I think he's going to be over 40. To be honest with you. Passing yards. 303.5 is the over-under. 303.5 on Pat Mahomes' passing yards, Tone. What are you taking?
Gotta go over, man. Too many weapons on that team. Over.
What do you think, Bob?
Totally agree with Tony. Again, it seems to be a 30 for 40, 350, closer to 350 than 300.
Yeah, and I would agree exactly with that. I was thinking more 340-ish range for Pat Mahomes, so we all go over. Passing touchdowns for Pat Mahomes, 2.5. Tony, over, under, 2.5.
Over. In order to win, they got to have at least 3 touchdown passes.
All right, Bob, over, under, 2.5.
I'm right with Tony. I'm right with you again. Three or four touchdown passes for Mahomes.
Yeah, I think he ends up with 4. I'm taking the over as well. Raheem Mostert rushes for 73.5 yards. Over or under on that one, Tony?
I'm going to go over on that. But I really think they'll keep him under 100, but he'll get over 70. So I'm going to go over.
Okay. Bob, over under 73.5 or most of
it. I'm with Tony again. I think they're going to probably hold him pretty good for 3 quarters. He may get some stuff toward the end, some junk rushing yards, probably finish with about 80 or 90. So over that 73.5.
Yeah, and I do as well. I think he gets over 100. I think with Tevin Coleman being injured and trying to play through a shoulder injury, which I don't know how he's going to do that. I think Mostert gets a lot more carries, and I think he goes over as well. Tyreek Hill, longest reception for Tyreek Hill, 28.5 yards. Tony, over under 28.5 yards on the longest reception for Hill.
He's too fast. Over.
Ooh, it's like the Tony Collins blowout special. He's going to go way out. He's going to go over. And that one. Okay. Bob, what do you think?
Yeah, I could see at least 140-plus reception from him, even on a crossing pattern, him just to outrun the secondary. The speed is going to be too much for that team. So, yeah, over that, Chris.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to go under. I think they give safety help over the top. I think that they're going to try to shut that down, which is just going to open it up for Travis Kelce. I don't know that he gets a big one, but, yeah, tough to cover him. I'm with you. George Kittle receiving yards, 73.5. Over under on that one, Tone.
I'm going to go over on that because I think what the, Chiefs are going to do, they're going to try to stop that running attack and Kittle will be a prime receiver for Jimmy G, on Sunday. So we're going to go over.
Bob, what do you think?
Yeah, I agree with Tony again because I think that's his primary target. He's going to have to get over 100 for this team to win. He might just be around there, but over 73.5.
All right, I'm going to take the under. I think that they're going to cover him and they're going to bottle it up, and I think it's going to be Manny Sanders that does the damage. So I'm going to go under the 73.5. Tony, who is the Super Bowl MVP?
I'm going to go with Mahomes. I just think it's just laid out for him to be the youngest player to have a Super Bowl MVP and the youngest player to have a NFL MVP. I'm going with Mahomes with that.
Okay. Bob, who do you think wins it?
I think it's Mahomes, too. I mean, he's got to be the heavy favorite. I mean, he does so many times. Even with all those weapons, guys, he's the guy that's in charge. And, I don't think anyone's stats are going to be outrageously good except for him because he's going to use all these weapons. So Mahomes by a landslide.
Yeah, and I'm with the two of you. I think Mahomes ends up being the MVP. All right, so time to pick our winner. Tony, who wins the game?
Well, I'm going to tell you, this is going to be an excellent game to watch. I think, you know, last year everybody thought the game was boring, except me. But this year, it's going to be a lot of scoring. Even though San Fran has a great defense, and, you know, you watch KC's defense last week, the 2 weeks ago against Tennessee, how they stopped the rushing attack. And that's going to be their main thing. If they can stop San Francisco from running the ball, it's going to be lights out for San Fran. And then Garoppolo's going to have to throw the ball 26, 27 times. And that's not what he does. And I just think it's going to be an exciting game. I think it's going to be a high scoring game as well. But I think Kansas City will pull it off because they just have too many weapons. So we're going to go with a nice 45-42, Kansas City pulling off for the victory.
Wow. All right. So there's a huge game. All right.
Take the over.
Tom? Yeah, no kidding. You know, Tony's going, all kids are over. What do you think?
Yeah. We talked about this during the year, guys, how the 49ers actually scored more points than Kansas City in the regular season. But Kansas City, believe it or not, actually gave up a couple less. But I think that all goes out the window here. I just think a healthy Mahomes, Tony said the weapons. He just has too many weapons and too much speed on that offense for the San Francisco secondary. I could see Richard Sherman getting burnt a couple times just because these guys are so fast. And I predicted earlier in the week, 34-27 Kansas City.
All right. And I'm with you guys. I'm taking Kansas City as well. I think they win the game 30-27. I think it's going to be a heck of a game. I think a lot's going to happen that you guys already pointed out. I mean, I think Mahomes is too good. I think no one can cover Tyreek Hill. I think it's going to be tough. They're going to have to go safety over the top, and when you do that, Travis Kelce is going to kill you underneath. Mahomes rarely throws a pick, and no one, like we talked about throughout the course of the night, I don't think this game is going to be too big for him. And when, you look at the Texans couldn't hold on when they were up 24-0. So even if they get behind early, I don't think he's going to get rattled. I think he's going to, he's going to be the MVP like we talked about a moment ago. And I like Kansas City as well. Tone, before we let you go, a couple of things. One, don't lose sight of Ange with the ball in the pocket. And he's going to hit one way to the right. That's going to end up in a perfect lie somewhere, and you're going to be like, what the heck? Didn't that just hit a house? Watch that. And then let our listeners know how you can, all the great things you're doing helping kids go to school.
TonyCollinsFoundation.org, helping kids going off to college. Go to the website. We're doing some great things in upstate New York.
You're the best, Tone. I can't wait for that call after the round tomorrow. So keep my number close. That's right.
You got it.
Best of luck. Hit him straight.
All right, Chris and Bob. Have a fantastic night.
See you later.
See you, Tone. That's a great Tony Collins. We've got our next guest, Chad Brown, hanging on the line. Going to get to Chad on the other side of this for a quick station break.